Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. It's probably obvious, at least for a few, that I took a long break from doing these podcasts. In the interim, I've been thinking about the topic, and I've been thinking about how often I would produce a podcast. Hopefully I'll be producing them on a fairly frequent basis, but probably not every single day. In terms of topics, I think I'm going to change course on that as well, because in their interim, I've been thinking a lot about people who feel estranged from the church, or who feel outright rejected from the church, or not welcomed by the church. Much of the church's public profile seems to be at odds with the gospel's message of inclusivity, of healing, of welcome, and belonging that Jesus and the Gospels proclaim. Sometimes the church seems to be saying on a public level, just go away, or do what we want you to do, and if you don't, well, just go away. Over the years in grade school and high school, and in my young adult life, the church taught us very well how to say prayers, but it spent little time on teaching people how to actually pray. It has been very good at teaching me to be guilty about just about everything, but really short on techniques or how to overcome our character shortcomings and the mistakes that we all make at various times in our lives. Confession and reconciliation very often did not include any path of how we might change the behaviors that we have, other than just saying no, and that doesn't really work too well. For deep healing to take place within individuals and even within a community of faith of individuals, we need a living community where that can actually take place. It needs to be filled not with perfect people or even people who are calling us to a certain perfection. What we really need is to have a community of faith that is made up of, well, misfits, doubters, all sorts of people who have made all kinds of mistakes in their lives. A real living community of faith where the mistakes that we've made are not the important things in our lives, but rather the important thing is that we're growing together, coming to understand how accident-prone we all are, and coming to a sense of our common identity, our identity as spiritual beings who are having a very human experience. We need living communities, not perfect communities, not even communities striving to be perfect, but we need living communities where all are welcomed here. No matter who they are, no matter what they've done, a place where all are welcomed here, when we can come to discover who we are. And in this common circle of faith, we can grow and become the body of Christ that Jesus wants us to be. I believe that we need a spirituality of survival. We are in a period of history when our religious and political institutions are no longer serving the common good. We need safe places to gather, to discuss things that are important to us, and maybe places where the most important phrase that we say is, I don't know. Because it really is doubt, and sometimes it's even ignorance, that can lead us to deeper faith and deeper understandings of who we are and who our neighbor really is. I hope that together we can expand these ideas and come to realize the divine life that dwells within each and every single one of us. What we need this year, and maybe every year, is a new advent, a new beginning, a new emergence of the living gospel, the living good news that is among us. You and I are the good news. It's time to unveil it, and to reveal it, and to experience it in the world around us.